Radio Kate here with a fabulous view down Battersea High Street. Big street party still going strong. Lots of people out, lots of people drinking champagne. In fact, perhaps too much champagne in some cases. I've now almost been kissed by two men who claimed to be called Will. I don't think they were. Wasn't too happy about it. But anyway, now I have retired to the safety of the BBC London outside broadcast bus. I'm on the top floor of this good old double-decker, and they've basically stripped it all out, put their broadcasting kit in, and I'm taking refuge here. And I just did a very brief interview for BBC London. A nice gentleman has just walked up the stairs. Are you called William?
I'm not. I'm called Weeble.
Weeble.
Not quite the same, is it, really?
So you've been broadcasting from here all day?
No, for about half an hour.
BBC London as a whole has been broadcasting from here all day?
That's correct, yes. Listen, I'm going to find you a wheel.
I have now had two people promise they're going to find me wheels. So I'm just going to take the weight off my feet.
I think you should do that.
For a little while.
Well done, Kate.
Thank you very much. And yeah, soak in the atmosphere, but from a nice London Transport seat. This is kind of cool up here, actually. If anybody would feel like popping by and delivering some champagne, feel free to do that. I've already mentioned it's not very fair that I'm having to buy my own champagne at the moment, and I'm sure that Kate Middleton doesn't have to do that. But she did look rather splendid. I finally caught a glimpse of her on the television, being driven away by William in their little car. Well, actually, it was Prince Charles's car, wasn't it? Prince Charles's Aston Martin. Very nice. Very nice. Don't know why I had learner plates, though.
Learning
to get married. Yeah. Oh, idiot. I was looking at it going, what's he doing driving if he's only a learner? How can he fly helicopters? He can't. You know, I've been away too long. I said earlier to somebody, no, really, I am a real Kate. Except I didn't. I said, no, really, I am called Will. And then sort of stopped myself and went, oh, good grief. I've obviously been doing this too long. It's not champagne. Serious lack of that at the moment. So it's definitely just the general madness. I've been reflecting slightly on the difference between the street party in Battersea and the atmosphere in central London this morning. Central London seemed to be a lot more of the kind of die-hard royal fans and lots and lots and lots of excited foreigners.
Yes.
Watching this kind of crazy British thing happening. Whereas the Battersea Street Party, it's all good fun. Everyone's having a lovely time. I don't know if anybody's that bothered about the wedding.
No, a bit more irreverent here, I think.
A bit more of an event. It's an excuse to just come out and enjoy the fact that Londoners are talking to one another. And I think that's quite nice, actually. It's kind of funny to see, you know, these are definitely Londoners that are out, because they had a little stage at the end and they were saying, so, is everyone having a great day? Yeah! And the crowd went, yeah. I felt a bit sorry for the compere, but he was doing his best. But it's been a pretty fruitful day. I found four or five different wheels in Battersea High Street.
Yep, five, I think.
Five? Okay, so three at once. I finally had some food, had a sit down. Two more to go. I shall not be beaten.
Where there's a will, there's a will.
Where there's a will, there's a will. Yes, I need a will to live. So if you know him, get him to get in touch. At Radio Kate. That's me on Twitter. Send us a message. We'll go and find them, interview them, and find out what they've been up to and where they've been all my life.